Of course, we want to get the cheapest thing that works. So the cheapest thing that works here is $799 a year for a license. Wow. If you want to add another user, it's going to cost you anywhere from $200 to $600. If you're a mom and pop investor like me, we don't need that.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and I've got some very upsetting news, at least to me, and I have to pass this on to you. And today's topic is warning for QuickBooks users. Please take this seriously. I've got a few slides that I'm going to go through and share with you about why this is so important. This time of the year right now, December, a lot of folks are looking at wrapping up their financial affairs, not only for the year, getting things ready for tax time. And I get a ton of questions about using QuickBooks. And as you know, I've been using QuickBooks for over 30 years. Got a ton of folks, thousands of users that use my system, the InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking, which each one of those is a company file, and it rock and rolls. I've got CPAs that have contacted me from all over the country saying this is awesome. And QuickBooks, something happened there within the last year with their leadership, their attitude, their mission, objective, or what have you. And I've got to share this with you. And so this is a public service announcement from QuickBooksForInvestors.com. And you can find this short video there. And when I finish this, and it's brought to you also by MikeButler.com. So let's just dig into it right away. So warning, do not upgrade your QuickBooks. Okay. Do not upgrade it. And here's why. So I'm going to try to click that. So if you're already using QuickBooks Pro 2019, the desktop version, or older versions, please, please, please keep it and do not upgrade right now. Do not upgrade, okay? QuickBooks Pro 2020 and newer forces you to buy an annual license. Well, in the past, 2019 and before, you could buy the QuickBooks desktop version, install it on your computer, and if I weren't teaching folks how to use it, where I have to stay on top. You could use it for 3 years, four. You didn't have to upgrade. My good friend, Rue McFarlane, when I started the InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking, that was launched in 2002. And he was using the 2002 version of QuickBooks all the way up to around 2018 when his computer blew up. Well, guess what? QuickBooks Pro 2002 wasn't compatible with whatever PC versions were out there, Windows software at the time. So he had to upgrade. And so he upgraded and purchased the QuickBooks Pro Desktop 2018. And guess what? We took the backup from that Ruthie was making every day on QuickBooks Pro 2002. Boom, restored it and brought it all up and everything was wonderful and fine. Okay, so he used 2002 version of QuickBooks up until 2018 when his computer blew up. Not QuickBooks blowing up, but computer. That's pretty dramatic, I think. So anyway, and it worked fine. So QuickBooks Pro 2020 and newer, they force you now to buy an annual license. Now, you might think that you're going to upgrade and go from 2016 to whatever, but they've got shenanigans going on in my book. Okay, all versions of before QuickBooks Pro 2020 do not require an annual license. This allows you to use it for years without upgrading. Yeah, they'll sunset it and say, we don't offer any support, but I just told you the story about Rue McFarlane. So let me show you why not to upgrade. Okay. And I'm going to read this off of my slides here for the folks on the podcast, but do not use the online version of QuickBooks. Don't even think about it. Don't try it. I've researched it. I've tested it. It does not work. I even spent about 6 hours with their propeller head, the research development team or whatever. And they said, well, it's kind of like trying to shove an 8-track tape into a CD player. They're not compatible. Okay. So bottom line is the online versions, they don't work properly for our real estate business. And the online version, the subscription only allows one company file. So for example, if Investor Books, that's one company file. Tenant Tracking is another company file. You might have another business that you run, whether it be plumbing or a hardware store or being an attorney, it doesn't matter. So you could have 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 different companies and have the one QuickBooks Pro desktop, and that'll handle it, no problem. But they're trying to push everybody to this online subscription, and it costs $85 a month, and you only get to use one company file, okay? So if you wanted to use Tenant Tracking and Investor Books on the online version, which doesn't work, it costs $85 a month for each subscription. So two company files, it costs you $170 a month. Isn't that insane? Okay, so QuickBooks Pro Desktop, I've been using it for over 30 years. It allows multiple company files, okay? And you get free remote access over the internet. And let me show you why. So on this screen here, what we're looking at is the order page from the QuickBooks website. And this is the order page where they promote is QuickBooks. But when you go to the order page, the only thing you see are the online versions. So they got one for $9 a month, one for one for $30 a month, $55 a month, $85 a month, and $200 a month. And they're pushing a Cyber Monday 70% off for your first 3 months. The real price is so after 3 months, it goes to $85 a month. But guess what? They'll probably change that too shortly because they've done it so many times within the last year. So you're forced into to make it work, anything close to making it work like your desktop, you got to do the $85 a month subscription and you only get one company file. Now, if you scroll down to the very bottom of that online order page, you'll see all these things. And what we're looking at right now is the bottom of that website, of the web page for QuickBooks. And down there in the bottom on the left, you can see highlighted, it says QuickBooks Desktop. So you got to go down there, find that link and click on it in order to get information about the desktop version. So here's the desktop version. And now they've got the desktop version, super expensive and outrageous expensive. And then they got the online version that they're calling Online Plus. They're still trying to push that. So on the slides, I've got the only one that, of course, we want to get the cheapest thing that works, right? So the cheapest thing that works here is called QuickBooks Desktop Premier Plus. $799 a year for a license. Wow. And if you want to add another user, it's going to cost you anywhere from $200 to $600. It's insane. You know, if you're a mom and pop investor like me, we don't need that. So what happened to the good old $249 to buy the desktop version and use it for several years? I don't know what they got and why. And it's crazy. Now, I'm researching for a good alternative, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, what now? Okay. FYI, I upgraded the QuickBooks Pro Desktop Plus 2023 to a two-user license back around August, I guess. And this allows, the two-user license allows two people to work in QuickBooks company file at the same time. And they call that a multi-user environment. So my bookkeeper can be working in it. I can log in. I can work into it. And it's called multi-user. Okay. That's what the user licenses are. Okay. And they charged me an additional $650 to purchase the additional user license. I was outraged with that. Okay. They told me $200 and then my bill comes in and they charged me $653. So they corrupted my company files. Good thing I had auto backups. It took them 8 days to fix my corrupted files. Then my 2023 desktop version would not open properly. I couldn't even open it. And I wasted, I'm not exaggerating here, guys. I wasted over 85 hours with their support until I got a fellow by the name of Chris, who was awesome. And Chris and I were on the phone the day before Turkey Day for over 5 hours. Prior to hooking up with Chris, I've spent, like I said, well over 85 hours in calling their free customer support, which were a bunch of idiots. And all they were doing is asking for a topic or something and reading the tutorial that was already the help section inside of QuickBooks. I was furious. Okay. And so I asked Chris, because of the problems I had not being able to use it for 2.5 months, I said, why can't you talk to your bosses and get my 2023 license extended by 3 months or maybe 3 years, because I couldn't even use it for 2.5 months. Okay. And Chris was on my side And he ran it by his bosses. They said no. And they obviously, they don't give a rat's ass about keeping a 30-year loyal user. So now I'm researching and testing alternatives to QuickBooks, and I will announce the best alternative only after I have thoroughly tested it. If you've already upgraded to the desktop version with an annual license, you can expect your annual renewal fee to be anywhere from $349 or more for a single user license. And who knows what, if you want to get a two-user license, I'd expect at least $400 more for that. So QuickBooks no longer cares about small business owners. And over the last year, QuickBooks has changed their product pricing and product bundles too many times to count. It's very disappointing. QuickBooks wants everybody to go to the online versions, but it does not work for our real estate businesses because you only get one company file. I've written and I've emailed into its president and several of the board members. Guess what kind of response I got? Crickets so far. And I want to give special thanks to Anthony Cordova, who has spent many hours like me researching this QuickBooks mess. And he also sent me the link for the president and the board members. I think it was either an email or phone number to call if you have complaints. Or I want to talk to the bosses there because they might not know what's going on. So anyway, there's thousands of people that are upset and pissed off about this. I've had CPAs call me, including my own CPA. Mike, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Isn't this crazy? We've got to find an alternative. So I've asked all the CPAs to see if you can find something, and it's going to help a lot of people. So I'm aggressively researching for an alternative. And when I find that alternative and I've thoroughly tested it, only then will I make a recommendation. So be careful. Don't upgrade. Hang on to what you got now. And stay away from the online version. And, you know, if you've just blows my mind, $800 to buy the desktop version. But anyway, with that, I'm off of here. I want to thank you for following my podcast. If you can, share this with, and I don't know the social media stuff, but share it with your fellow investors, friends, anybody that you know that might be using QuickBooks, and anybody that wants to learn how to get 20 nice rental houses paid for within 3 to 5 years. That's my focus. That's my niche. And I guess that's it. So adios. I'll see you in the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.